Welcome to Sideways Cycles Thursday night ride. Tonight we're riding from Macclesfield, and we'll be basing the ride around the forest and some of the other trails that we're not supposed to ride on in the daylight, so don't tell anybody. They're on about smokers.
Alright.
I mean, fag breaks at work, they reckon it equates to a year of your working life that you're standing around doing nothing.
Oh god, yeah. Like, our place,
they had some smoker on putting his viewpoint in.
We can't stand near people and smoke, and then they moan if we go outside and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's much the same as having a compulsive wanking habit.
It's
something that's socially not particularly pleasant.
Yeah.
If you're going to stand around and do it, people are going to get offended.
Yeah.
If you're going to go in the bogs and do it, then you're going to get the sack. What's the difference between that and smoking?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God, her tits were enormous. They were absolutely massive. And she had this top on, but it had like this mesh bit also on top.
You were falling in, were you?
You could see the great big cleavage.
I might give her the job.
One ride. It was egg cups, and you're sat opposite each other.
They're
obviously oval, but it's on a wheel, and the wheel's going round one way, but the egg cups are spinning t'other.
Yeah.
And I've never felt so rough in my life. I puked all over me, mate. It was just, he never forgot me.
Never forgave me. God,
I felt rough as hell.
Go around the car park, that'll do me.
Watch out, you can break your neck down then. Hey. Rather than not. Who have we got tonight? Oh.
Yeah.
Mark 1,
Mark 2. Agamemnon.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Glenn. Greg, not David. What are you doing, Greg?
Leave it alone.
Alright, fair enough.
Rhythm there,
isn't
he?
Oh,
I'll be proud of that.
Years of
practice.
Should we get rolling?
I think we ought to, don't you?
Well, if we get moving, if the others do turn up, they know which direction we're going in.
Appeal.
All right then, fellas. That's a bit of a high gear. Handlebar width gauge that. That do?
Yeah.
Ready for the pub? This way. Handlebar gauge.
Yeah.
Okay. There we are. I'm through. I don't know what those gauges are supposed to stop. Presumably anybody with handlebars wider than 28 inches. Perhaps it's just to prevent enormously fat people from clogging up the trails. It's actually a very pleasant evening. There's a big old set of steps down here somewhere. Oh, no there isn't. They've gone. Now that's trail sanitisation for you. How about that for an astonishing display of bikesmanship? Go on, who's next? Nicely done, Greg. No public access, fishing club members only, no dogs allowed. Even if the dog's a member of the fishing club, it's not allowed. Go on, it's all rideable. Oh, he's having it. Go on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. Go on. Oh, good effort. Good effort. Whatever possessed you to ride the single speed tonight then, Matt?
Fuck knows!
Well, therein lies the eternal dilemma. Do we go up, 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 up to Teg's nose, or do we go down, followed by up, to Gerardy Lane? I think we should.
Is it that rocky?
We should go for Gerardy.
That's a
baller
caker, that is.
It is, isn't it?
A what?
Baller caker, that
way. That way, up to Teggy, yeah.
Well, I'm that way.
Well, anywhere from here is a baller caker, apart from back the way we've just come.
This one up. That's it. Go up there with all the house on, yeah?
Well, Glenn's bollocks are aching anyway,
that's
so.
That's right, I don't mind.
We definitely will when we get to the top of there.
Forest Chapel, and then, yeah, then we're back at the top of the forest. And then it'll be time for the pub. Whee! Down here, though. Hang on a minute. Whoa! Come on then, hurry up, probably a bloke anyway. pants are caught on my seat. Oh, that'll be the wrong way to shift gears then, nice one. Are you having problems with your bone, Mark?
No, it's pointing fit, hard as nails, never used. Park. What's that park you went to, Tim?
The Crocky Trail?
Crocky Trail.
Oh, by all, yeah. Hey, I haven't been there all about it.
It's a health and safety nightmare.
Oh, isn't it?
It's absolutely brilliant.
So I thought, I'll just go down with my feet, you know, sort of like...
And we're up. What are you calling an old bastard?
Self.
She obviously got better hearing than I thought.
Yeah. Perverts up there watching me and she's
smammering
against the window.
Smammering? Smothering your mams.
Smothering your mams.
Oh, I've been smothered. Or smammered.
Smothering your mams.
She'll be slipping off now to find her best underwear.
Turn your lights off, mate. I think she's gone.
You flash them to her.
Is she flashing back?
That is so not going to happen. Mark 2 comes through again. Look at that. Go on. Look at that. He's still going strong. He's like an animal. Oh, he is as well. Go on, Craig. You'll never catch Mark, though. Is that approved passing technique, then? Going beep beep. They're both still going, unbelievable. The latent talent that lies hidden amongst the group. It's phenomenal. Oh, my pants. Oh, fucking hell. Oh. Well, we're now walking up a trail, the name of which I have no idea of. But it used to be a little narrow, rocky gully with a stream running down it. And it was fantastic. Then it got sanitised a few months ago, possibly sometime last year actually. Now it's just covered with fist-sized loose rock, which is not a huge amount of fun to get either up or down, no matter what your mode of transport, be it horse, bike or foot. So quite who's benefited from it remains a mystery. Well, I'm all alone at the back of the pack, as usual. Still, I'm the only one who knows which way we're going tonight, so that shouldn't be a problem. Well, this is fanning in an animal. I can't ride up it. You're getting friendly with the locals there, Craig.
Yeah. Getting from behind.
No, it's a horse hag, not a wolf.
A tiger,
A tiger, is it? Looks like a horse. Shall we carry on after that ace climb?
It's wicked, wasn't it?
It's about as much full as a jam jar full of fly spunk.
So the lid's tight.
Go on then, take it up that little slot there.
That one over there?
That's the one.
Like with the style, from far away?
Yeah.
Jump it.
It's not a style, it's a a bridleway access control.
Style one, yeah?
Alright, if you like. It's dangerous though, it says on, look.
Is it slippy?
Just a little.
I'll hand it.
Danger. Never mind the fucking forest operation. Concentrate on the incredibly slippery style.
Poke his eye over it.
Around the ball.
Hey. What are?
Wolves.
Wolves? Mm. You sure they're wolves?
What could they be?
Tigers.
Tigers.
Horses.
Tiger's wearing a horse cape. You've got to be careful in your choice of crisps along here.
Walker's own way.
Yep, no Golden Wonder. No Smiths. How's it behaving then, Glenn?
Yeah, I think so. Trying not to look, really.
Uh-huh. You're getting a bit of trouble out of it.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely getting. Yeah.
Well, that's just on the climbs.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to caress your helmet. Are you?
It's a mouth thing.
Crikey. Good recovery. Sorry. You fucked anyway. Fuck my tits and call me Barbara. That's a bastard climb.
The entrance to the forest.
Alright. Alright. Thanks for that. Ooh. Let's just fall on you for a way of gratitude. Oh. How you doing?
Oh,
is Glenn here? Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
So I see.
Onwards and upwards then.
Right, you are, yeah. Have a good ride, chaps. Right. Take care. Down to the forest chapel, which is nice.
I think that's the first time I've ever come down that way.
Do you reckon? It's quite nice. It's flowed quite smooth tonight.
Yeah.
Can be quite cut up that can, but obviously.
Most prefer it when the snow's there.
Yeah. Came down there one year in the winter. When it was full of snow, it had drifted and it had basically filled that.
Oh, filled the actual complete
the whole thing, yeah. So you could walk along the top, but all of a sudden it just go boom, through the snow.
Yeah.
So one of the lads, Mo, jumped over the wall and came down the field on this side.
Yeah.
And he got down to that gateway there.
Oh, right, yeah.
That little gap. Hit that going flat out because he got quite a good run up at that.
Yeah.
We were all sort of stood at the bottom of it.
Right.
And as he got to it, he noticed there was a chain across it.
Ooh.
And he just hit it and just kick boom. Folded up every stem, legs in front, body in front. Blonk. Ooh,
nasty.
That's pretty much
nasty, that is.
Pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
Along with a couple of profanities, but he was all right. Big dent in his head tube.
It was going something.
But yeah.
Yeah.
He lived to tell the tale, and he sired some children after that as well. Hello. It looks like. We've got a roadblock. We shall ignore that. But we'll take this descent with a little amount of caution just in case they've dug a fucking great hole that swallows us and we all die horribly.
Speedway
style, yeah. Now I've got my bike 90 degrees to the trail. Lovely. Perhaps we should have paid attention to that roadblock. Right, going to take it very carefully down here now. Never know what might be in store. Sanitisation, that's what lies in store. They've filled in all the holes and all the ruts with a bag of mixed gravel. Nah, it's still there, jump out.
That is.
Hey.
Yeah.
Great stuff for trying to control your speed.
Oh, isn't
it?
Yeah. God. All over the place.
I enjoyed it. Awesome. It used to be a lot better than that. Oh. When it was a proper trail. Came down there one time with a lad. In the spring, I think it was. I don't know, anyway. But I came down and he took some time for some reason. And I thought, hello, what's going on here then?
All right.
So started to walk back up. And then saw him coming down. And he got down to the bottom and there was like big rips in his arm, big gobs of red spooge hanging out of his arm. And he got to the bottom and I thought, fucking hell, he's stuffed it into the rocks or gone in the barbed wire or something. Yeah. It was like big lumps of fleshy redness hanging off him. Got to the bottom and I said, fucking hell, Jim, what have you done to your arm? He said, oh, running the blackberries. Wiped it all off and there it was. It really did look.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus, how are we going to get him out of here now? Cattle grids are loads of fun, aren't they?
Descent, and there's a cattle grid at the bottom, over like and it's on a little bridge. So on the other side's the car park. And years ago, I screwed down, and because the car park was quite busy on a sunny day, so I thought I'd bunny up the cattle grid just to look cool.
Nice.
Up the bridge, bunny up the cattle grid, landed. Blew the back tyre out, landed on the crossbar. Skidded about 20 foot into the wall on the side of the car.
Oh, there you go, round of applause for that.
Everyone just looks like you're just a kicking toss.
Yeah. Nicely done. Over the bars is usually a good choice.
Go on, Mark, all the way.
What was it, a bullfrog?
Where are you going?
You're only over the handlebars.
Probably best not to follow me too closely.
Yeah,
for anyone with a nervous disposition, we are not riding the boardwalk in the middle of Matt Forest. We wouldn't ride that because it's a public footpath. Anyone would think it had been designed just for walkers, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
piss stain, man. I don't like leaving it hanging out in a night like this. Put it away a bit prematurely. With what?
All them tigers hanging about.
That's it. Tigers are wearing horse blankets. What time is it, anyone?
It's time. It is. 9 o'clock on the
dot. Is it?
Yep.
Time we were going home now. Go on then, down here. No, you don't.
Still another one.
No.
Still a phone again.
I think Lytle have fallen off and gone in his front wheel, he'll have gone over the bars and Mark will have crashed into him. We'll both be lying there in a heap. This'll be one of them coming to tell us that the other one's unconscious at the side of the trail. If we run now, they probably won't be able to catch up with us. What's happening? What's happening?
The skewer's undone.
You know when we undo the skewer,
Claude? He didn't notice, did he?
Found it.
In the car park when we set off. Yeah. About you, but I'm not going to get up there in that gear.
Oh, I feel better for that now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Now you know it's nearly over.
Yeah. It was nice, wasn't it?
It's hanging on my arm. Dirty bastard.
No, I wonder where that went. I can never control my snot.
What are they fucking about at back then?
Having a party down there.
Having fun back there.
Mark's gears again.
Mark's gears. Showing your head round here, Glenn. Lift it up and pedal it. Or lift it up and I'll pedal it. Something gave away then, what was that? There you are, running like
Thank
a dream.
You much.
Well, running like a nightmare. Kind of a dream, isn't it? Back through the handlebar gauge and into the car park. Hooray! Does that do, or do you want to go around again?
Shall we?
Well, you can. I'll wait in the pub. You found your way back.
You lay down, mate. Well, I better do the old 34-inch waist up.
No. 36.
I went in the shop and the bastard measured me and I could have sworn I was less than 36.
You're
36? Yeah, I was gutted, I tell you. Absolutely gutted.
That's what?
I was in the shop and he measured me the song. 36? 40!
That's proper man size. That is.
I knew you'd come out with something like that.
What was that? Little lady boy?
Oh, little lady boy. He was like 28, wasn't he? Eh? My thigh was wider than his waist.
Did it reach double figures?
Right, leather smithy. Where's Ag?
You're completely naked.
Hey, I did enjoy that.
Yeah, haven't I?
Yeah. Crap. I have to get my lungs on, I've got cold knees now.
I'm John Silver?
Yeah.
Or if not, have a look in the glove book. I don't keep gloves in there, but... Handkerchief.
What's that?
That
I do.
Snotty Yankee.
Snotty. There's the local Drongos.
Wang dang dog it.
Hey. Yeah, it looks quiet in there tonight.
Nice and clean for a change. Hey.
The pepper snatcher. Can't beat a peppery snatch. Ian, the rain held off.
It did.
Makes all right. The better. So, where's it next week? Where haven't we been for a while?
I suppose theoretically it should be Delamere next week, really.
Yeah.
No, well, he never fucking does any work anyway.
Oh, yeah? Got a bloody promotion.
Yeah.
What's all that about?
9 months off with a broken arm goes back to a promotion.
Get a promotion.
And then I'm going to go another 1 month holiday. Yeah,
huh?
That's the job I should go for. No wonder the post always fucking late.
Yeah. I never get to the right house, I suppose.
Crisps are great, aren't they?
Mm, fucking loads of crisps. They're not Whoppers, though, are they? It's just they haven't got the...
Well, it's the area that we're in.
Pickled,
pickled eggs. Ooh, I could eat pickled eggs. I love them.
I like pickled onions.
Well, it's a crap film, but looks absolutely fantastic. The way it's filmed is The House of Flying Daggers.
Oh, right.
Yes.
There's nothing that's on the TV soon.
No, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah,
that's
Crouching Tiger.
Oh, Crouching Tiger, yeah.
Crouching Down and Curling.
Crouching Down.
Crouching Down behind the tiger.
Yeah, I like those sort of films though.
That reminds me of what we watched the other Friday. And he's on the lawn. And the old steamy one comes out.
Crouching down behind.
Pissing ourselves. What will women do? Oh, Liz and Judith, they're at the end, aren't they? They have a few drinks and they're.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It's me and him.
You've gone far enough there, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Aggie, you're so dirty minded.
Film it. The Who? League of Gentlemen.
No, not the Who. That's Tommy you're thinking of.
if you've ever watched the series, that's well worth it. That was
Extraordinary Gentlemen.
No.
Hang on, yes, that they are. That's the one.
That was so bad it was good, though.
Captain
Nemo.
He's got a big car. And the bloke, Jekyll and Hyde.
Batman. No, that's the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Jekyll and Hyde. Yeah.
I've seen that was shit.
There's some films that are so bad that they're good, though.
Well, that's like
that was just one watch it. Yeah, we just,
Resident Evil's ace. It's just so... It is, like you say, so bad, so badly filmed. Because if you've played the game, you know everything that's coming. So you can nip out, make your tea, come back, and you've missed
it. Can you play the game again?
You can pick your joypad up. It's there. That's right. Better than our normal match ride, I don't know, that's it. Yeah, the normal one where we go up that rotten hill. It's when we start from the other pub. We go up that rotten hill.
Wild Ball Cliff, that way.
Down to the Three Shires.
That's, I don't mind that.
That's bloody great hill, isn't it? Up that road, isn't it?
Hi. Oh, another one. Right. Then you cross over the
cross over
the sandy path
up
the side.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's what Mark was wanting to do.
Yeah. That's him.
Let us know when you're doing that.
Yeah, we won't go. Yeah. Yeah, that was the one where that old boy came out on that first ride, wasn't it?
Well, I saw him.
You did?
Yeah, it picked Toby up from tennis on Saturday. And
right.
He was there and he came in. I thought, I recognise that bloke.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say hello.
Yeah.
And he wandered up and said, you're alright, how are you doing? So, oh, yeah, good. You've been doing much riding then, and I thought, alright, it was you. It was. First time he came out and fell off going down into Three Shires.
Yeah.
Broke his arm, didn't he?
Or come off
broke his ribs or something.
That's it, yeah.
He rides a road bike now.
He's safe for now. Yeah, he came a cropper, didn't he?
He did, poor lad.
Yeah. Did you ever see The Bishop? I knew you'd say that! I knew you'd!
Only when I'm bashing. When I'm polishing the clergy.
Oh God, what was his name?
The Reverend.
The Reverend, that's him.
Haven't seen him for a while.
I wasn't early there.
The Pope.
That's him, yeah.
Haven't seen him for ages, actually. No.
Right. He was a card, I thought.
Bev is a top man.
Yeah.
Well, they just worked through the list. But when they said it might be an infection of your epididymis.
Yeah.
So Do goes on the internet. Oh, it can be caused from chlamydia or something. What is it? So she says, right, I know you've been sleeping. A little sympathy here. No
chance. It was Penfold's boss, wasn't he?
Who, chlamydia?
Chlamydia.
Epididymis. He had a little a special car and lived in a postbox.
He did, yeah. What was the music?
Chlamydia, eh? I thought that was a common name for girls now.
Chlamydia?
Yeah. Oh wow, chlamydia!
It's clitoris, isn't it?
We were in the supermarket at Kids Group, wandering up and down the aisles, and there was a family wandering around in front of us. Kids all over the place, nicking things off the shelves and swinging out of bottles and opening cans. And this woman says, "Ah, Keanu, put that down."
Keanu.
Yeah.
We had corking weather, didn't we, though?
Straight out of them cabins was awesome.
That's what makes it. Because you're out of the cabin,
just out on your bike,
and you're on the best descent of the wall trail.
Well, I think what made it was such a it was such a mix of people there, wasn't there?
Oh, it's been right.
What's the guy's name? Because we were trying to remember his name.
Yeah.
Raoul, that's it. Oh, we were like banging ourselves. We think, can't remember his name. And he was just. This guy, he was on
the Ferris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a card. I don't know how he kept going. He was all over the shop. And he was like, this big grin he had on his face.
He's ace, right? He's one of life's special people.
He sat in the cabin, wasn't he? Totally spaced out, and he was like, he's gone. Oh, what a laugh.
I was talking to someone today,
Gavin, who used to work for us, he was phoning us about a job, and he was chatting away. He says, "Oh, a dead pigeon's just landed on my car. Oh, no, dead seagull. He's a dead seagull." He said, "He's just driving along. Seagull landed on his car. I'll call you back." "What?" "Called back about 10 minutes later." And he said, "Yeah," he said, "I was just driving." He said, "We're going slow. I'm in traffic." He said, "It's just dropped vertically."
"Turn your wife's on, wouldn't you?"
"I'm not getting out of bird flu."
"I'm
going
to make a manoeuvre."
"Yeah,
make
a manoeuvre."
"Yeah."
3.2.
"Oh, I think it's time."
"Bigger than that, yeah."
"Okay, Baba."
"Oh, no."
"Oh, yeah."
"No, I'm going to stop it tonight."
"Yeah."
"I am."
"What do you mean you just had a bag of crisps?"
"Yeah, we'll try to get it."
"Early up, matey."
"Hey, hey."
"Here's your tea. There's no tomatoes for yours. You didn't like tomatoes, did you?"
"No."
"Oh!
Fucking hell. Easy on the chilli sauce then."
"Yeah, it was easy on the chilli sauce." "Yeah, Nora.
Fucking hell, it's burning my nose. Don't even got it in my mouth yet."
"Obviously his version of easy and my version of easy aren't quite the same."
"That'd be a nice one." "Good, haven't it?"
"Quite on."
"I needed that."
"Look at that, I didn't get it down the seat tonight."
"Well done."
"I'm going to get chilli sauce all over the seats, Mark."
"Yes." "That was a corker."
"It's good."
"Funny, fucking fantastic." "Oh, yeah, I've put your rubbish in there when you're done."
"Not too hot."
"Just right."
"Perfect.
Perfect blend of
chilli.
The coolness of the vegetables." "And the heat of the chilli sauce. And the succulence of the chicken."
"Oh. Better than an elephant leg."
"Oh, it's just the perfect combination. Can't beat."
"Chicken kebab with chilli sauce."
"Mm-hmm.
A little bit of salad."
"Oh, fucking hell.